Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate tuning in. Today we have an excellent program with my friend and special guest. He was not able to come into the studio, but he is joining us through the magic of radio technology. Would like to introduce to you my friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner and operator of an excellent company called Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Good day, Steve. Thank you for having me on again. And as always, hopefully we can provide some great information for your listeners and provide value for them here today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt about it. And for our audience, just want to talk to you about Ben's services today, because there's so many people who could really benefit from these services. So, Ben, tell us a little bit about your specialty niche in the market, if you will, and how you're able to help your clients.
Absolutely. In general, Home Downsizing Solutions specializes in assisting seniors and their family, if families involved in transitioning to senior living by buying a house direct from the seller. So we do everything we can to make it stress-free and hassle-free for a person that wants to sell a house and transition, whether it's to a smaller home, an apartment community, or some other type of senior living arrangement. So we take all the stress and hassles out of what can be a traditional house sale, and just make it very easy for a person to transition to senior living.
No doubt about that. Without the hassle of, you know, showing your home and having strangers in your house or paying for that. And this is a big one. This is a big one. So, you know, if your mother is moving from her home to, let's just say, and this is a very common situation, to an assisted living apartment, because she needs a little bit of help with those activities of daily living. All right. Maybe your mom or your parent, your elderly loved one, whoever that may be, maybe they've lived there for 20, 30, 40, you know, sometimes 50 years. What if you don't want to deal with the cost of repairs? Because maybe you have some concrete issues, the roof. I mean, there could be a very long list, or maybe it just needs updating, right? So I remember my parents' house, you know, they had the green shag carpet, and they had that in there for a really long time. Well, that's not going to work in today's market. So maybe you just don't want to deal with all that. Maybe you want to just sell the house for a very fair price for cash as is. You can reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, what's the best number to reach you?
The best number to reach me at directly, if you want to call me direct, is 402-450-0199. Or you can call my office toll-free, 855-291-5005.
All right. And Ben, if somebody, so many people just really prefer to maybe send a text, can they text you on that 402 number as well?
They can text me directly on the 402 number as well. And Steve, you mentioned one item that I'd like to add to, if possible.
Sure.
And in regards to, you know, the market, I think we've kind of gotten spoiled, or some people have kind of gotten spoiled the last couple of years, because it's been so easy to sell a house because of the huge demand that there's been. And although we're still in a good, I think, relatively seller's market, it certainly wasn't what it was 6 to 12 months ago. And so especially if a person has a lot of or needs a house that has and needs repairs and updates to be done with it, you know, calling contractors, getting bids, and getting those repairs done to put it on the market in a traditional manner may not be what everybody would like to do. Admittedly, my services aren't for everybody, but they can be a good fit for certain people. And what I always tell people is if you value not having to worry about repairs and updates, if you value not worrying about showings or getting a house in show-ready condition, and some of the other benefits that we offer, we can be a great solution.
There's no doubt about that. At Home Downsizing Solutions, so that's plural, homedownsizingsolutions.com. His office toll-free, 855-291-5005. You can contact him directly on his mobile, 402-450-0199. And just to let everyone know in our audience, and we're speaking with a national audience today, Home Downsizing Solutions is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. And I'll tell you what, that's important, okay? How many services do you see out there where you hear a lot of negative things, and you go and you look in and they have like a terrible rating and lots of complaints through the Better Business Bureau? That's a big deal, okay? Another thing that I think is really important is Ben is a veteran. This is a veteran-owned business. And let me say this. Ben Socheck is one of the most straight arrows, one of the most stand-up, honest guys that you will ever meet. And like he just said, his solution may not be the best fit for you. If it's not, he's going to be honest, and he's going to say, "Hey, I think this other option might be better for you," and he'll tell you that. Right? Is that right, Ben?
That's absolutely correct. As you mentioned, being a veteran, that means a lot to me. And we certainly serve a number of veterans. So I take that very seriously, to treat people well. Again, and I'm very open to tell people that this isn't the right solution for everybody. But for certain people that value the benefits, we certainly can be a great solution. And as you mentioned, if we're not the right fit, I'm happy to provide other solutions or refer traditional agents. Just to disclose, I do have a real estate license. Mm-hmm. I don't act as an agent, a traditional agent, but I do have a license because I think that's important, because it gives me the ability to say, you know, buying your house might not be the right thing, but talk to this agent over here because they might be able to take care of you better. So we don't have to push a person in one direction. We can provide whatever solution is best for that individual homeowner.
That's right. And how many service providers out there, they're pushing really hard. They may be trying to fit that square peg in the round hole, so to speak, because they're just trying to make a sale. That does not happen with Ben Socheck and Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, here we are. We're in that time of year where everyone kind of goes into hibernation and into holiday mode. And I get it. I like that too. But I tell you what, you know, with so many of my clients, they're gonna kind of kick the can a little bit, and they're waiting till after the first of the year to make the move to go out and look for a senior care community. And then, you know, it's Katie barred the door. I mean, the market is flooded with people looking for places, and then all of a sudden we have wait lists, et cetera. Is it a good time of year? So I'm telling everyone, this is a great time of year to get out and look at your options in the market. So is this also a good time of year to sell your house as is?
It certainly can be. My company, of course, is able to buy any time of year. So
yeah,
whether it's this time of year or some other time of year, we're always happy to come out, take a look at the house, and give you a proposal as far as what we can do for you. And as we were talking before, Steve, it might be a great thing to be considering an option like this, especially if you are thinking about making a transition after the first of the year, so that you can beat the others, so to speak, if you're looking at a certain kind of apartment or apartment community. Then it can be very important to start looking now to get what you want versus having to be put on the wait list and hoping something becomes available later.
Well, and I can see, I totally agree with that, and I can see where Home Downsizing Solutions can really kind of provide that financial bridge, if you will, from today until, you know, after the first of the year, at some point after the first of the year, maybe you need to financially qualify for some of these communities, and maybe you have to have cash in hand to do so. And that one, I'll tell you what, if that's the situation, and that would fit a lot of folks in their situations right now, I would not be delaying. I would be getting this done because, again, Ben or one of his associates can come out, they take good care of you, they can turn the clothes around very quickly. Can have cash in hand, and then you're just waiting for your space to become available. And again, that bridge, financial bridge, you have the cash in hand and you can qualify. Again, homedownsizingsolutions.com or 855-291-5005, mobile direct 402-450-0199. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. In the traditional real estate model, the seller can remain in the house for a period of time, even after the close. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. In the traditional real estate model, the seller can remain in the house for a period of time, even after the close. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, tell us about that traditional real estate model, and why is that answer false?
Sure, Steve. Traditionally, if a traditional buyer was to purchase a property, most of the time they're going to be getting a loan, which is part of the issue here. But for the most part, when a person purchases a property, they're going to want possession of the property when they purchase the property. It's very rare that a buyer will allow a seller to stay in the house past closing, which is always a kind of a tap dance of closing and possession times.
I remember the last time I closed my house, I turned in the keys and they said, now make sure you've got all of your stuff, like all of it in the yard and everything, because these guys are going to pick up the keys like an hour after you close and settle up. All right, and then they're driving the truck to your house and they're unloading it. same day, within
Correct.
You know, within an hour or two, boom, boom, it just happened like that. So now that's in the traditional real estate model. So Ben, with your services with Home Downsizing Solutions, how does that work with you?
We can be very flexible with possession dates. So there is often when a person is moving to an apartment or apartment community, some type of senior living, that we've worked with people that they don't want to move into an apartment or senior living until they've sold their house because they don't want to have a vacant house sitting there. But on the other hand, if they sell their house and don't have the right apartment to move into, it can lead to them having to move twice, once and then again to their ultimate place where they want to be at long term. And so with us, we can typically be very flexible with that. We can typically close right away, but allow the seller to stay in the house for 30, 60, sometimes 90 days or more if we know what the seller needs to happen so that they can take their time to transition to their new home or apartment. And so we can do typically, again, We can be very flexible so that, again, our goal is to reduce the stress and hassles to transition to a new home or apartment. And so that's what we attempt to do whenever we can.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So someone sells their house and they would really prefer to have that cash in hand and then make a commitment to moving to their senior care community, or like you said, downsizing to, you know, maybe a smaller house, an apartment, et cetera, et cetera. You can work with them because usually the timing isn't perfect. So you can work
Correct.
With them and say they can sell the house. They have the cash, literally cash in hand, but still stay there for a little while they're waiting on their apartment or their senior living community to become available. So it just takes all the stress out of timing that move. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. So we can close on the house. The seller has their funds, and especially in situations where they know where they're going, but maybe the senior community is doing some improvements to the apartment or new paint, floor coverings, things like that, and so they don't have an exact date of when they're going to be able to move in, and we can work with whatever date that is. So again, we can do that and accommodate them so that they don't have to worry about moving twice or any of those hassles that can come up with a traditional sale.
All right. That is excellent. I hope our audience heard that. So if you need to move and you need the flexibility of timing moving into your next home, whether that's a smaller house, maybe an apartment, maybe a senior living community, Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, he will take all of the stress out of the timing because you don't have to leave the house upon closing. You can stay there for a while, and Ben offers that flexibility. That's just unheard of. For more information, reach out to Ben Socek. Again, it's homedownsizingsolutions.com or 855-291-5005. Or you could call him or text him directly on his mobile line, 402-450-0199. And that is good anywhere in the country. And Ben, I'm still seeing some of these really kind of high pressure advertisements about, you know, all of these folks. And frankly, to me, some of these folks don't look very trustworthy, but they're like, oh, yeah, we'll buy your house. And we talked about this before. I would just like to do a brief review between your services and one of these, what I'll call unscrupulous, we're going to buy your house, sign up here, kind of high-pressure businesses.
Sure. Well, there is what are called wholesalers in the market. Over the last several years, really, because of technology, it's very easy to get into the quote-unquote home buying business. A person can put a website up very easily and inexpensively. They can put the little signs at the side of the road and send a lot of mail to people. I'm sure most of the audience has probably received postcards or letters, potentially cold calling, cold texting, cold calling or cold texting, and all kinds of ways to get in touch with people to see if they want to sell a house. And some of these individuals or companies are what are termed wholesalers, as I mentioned, and they really have no interest or intent or sometimes financial ability to actually buy a house. They're simply in business to get a contract to purchase a house. And once they have that contract, they can turn around. What they attempt to do is turn around and find a real buyer to step in and execute their contract to purchase that house, and are really just essentially a middleman.
So they're flipping it on. They're basically flipping it on. Basically on paper. I mean, they have no
Correct.
Intention of buying that house.
Correct, and sometimes no ability. And so since they have no skin in the game, as I would term it, they can sometimes overpromise sellers what they will pay. It'll sound great to a seller because if they're offering more than a real home buying company that actually has the cash and has the ability, that's a good story. So a seller understandably wants to believe that. But if these companies overpromise, then they can leave the seller in a very bad situation.
All right. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, veteran-owned and operated, taking very good care of our veterans out there. Reach out to Ben today at 855-291-5005 or 402-450-0199. Online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Absolutely, Steve. Again, thank you for having me, and hopefully we provided some great information for your listeners. If I can help them in any way, shape, or form, or get them a free copy of Home Downsizing Secrets, just contact us or go to homedownsizingsecrets.com, and we'd be happy to send that to you. So any way that we can help your listeners, that's what we're here for.
All right. Excellent. Thanks, Ben. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, just want to say thanks again to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. I tell you what, I have sent a lot of my clients from Senior Care Consulting and just a lot of folks that maybe they just call Senior Care Consulting and maybe they don't end up being a client, but at the same time, they're asking questions and I can pass them along to a provider that can help them, you know, maybe stay in their home with home care, et cetera, et cetera. Many times I think, well, wait a minute, you need to speak with Ben, and I'll pass them along. And they always have very positive things to say about Ben. And so I just wanted to touch on something. We were kind of running out of time, but he mentioned Home Downsizing Secrets. So he's written a book called Home Downsizing Secrets, and he has made that available free of charge to Senior Care Live listeners. So if you would like to request your very own copy, this is an excellent book. It is loaded with very helpful information. You can simply go to homedownsizingsecrets.com, or again, you can call 855-291-5005 or 402-450-0199. All right. So before we move on, we're going to have a little fun here. I'm not going to sing, but our producer extraordinaire, Darren Wilhite, he's in the studio with me today, and today is his birthday. So, Darren, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you.
And, you know, back in the day, so I've been doing this radio show for a long time, since 2013. So I used to say, you know, 50 is the new 40. So let me say that I'm going to stretch, because we're not getting older, we're getting better. I'm going to say 60 is the new 40. And you heard it here first on Senior Care Live. So anyway, happy birthday, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So I was visiting with a gentleman. He listened to our program last weekend. Lives towards the East Coast, kind of northeast area. He had a really cool accent, by the way. I loved his accent. I could have talked to him forever. And he was talking about needing long-term care, probably in the next couple of years. Hopefully, best case scenario, 3 years. He probably won't need it for 3 years. But we thought, you know, if we miss our mark a little bit, we might need it in 2 years. And he was asking me, you know, when should you start looking for a senior care community? In this place, he's going to need long-term care in this situation. And when do you call Senior Care Consulting to help you through that search and selection process? Because he said, I'm really wanting to use your services. I just don't know, you know, how soon is too soon. And I said, well, right now, for a couple of years out, we're too soon. There are too many things that could change between now and then. But let me say this. If you're 12 months away from moving, or shorter period of time, it is not too soon. We need to get out and we need to get to looking. A lot of these places, particularly the better places, they'll have waiting lists. Some of these wait lists could be several months to maybe even 12 months or longer. Okay, because guess what? They're the best places around. There's a high demand. Everyone knows it. And everyone wants to move in. And everyone wants to get on their wait list. So 12 months or less, and that's when you work with Senior Care Consulting to help you find your senior care community. So he said something that really caught my attention, and I thought, oh boy. You know, I haven't talked about this for a long time on the program, and this would be a huge mistake. So I said, sir, can I talk to you about that? Oh, yeah, he's a super nice guy. He said something to the effect of, if a family member of his gets involved in helping him find a place, he said, they're just going to stick me in the cheapest nursing home they can find. And that is almost verbatim. And I said, now, why would you do that? I don't know. They just put me in the cheapest place, and regardless, and that's where I would just be stuck. I wouldn't be able to do anything about it with my medical issues, etc. So I explained to him that it's actually a very common, even more kind of a normal thought process to find the least expensive place so that our money can go as far as possible. We all want the best value. Okay, so we don't want to go in the ultra high dollar place. We don't want to move into a terrible place. We want kind of that middle ground where we get a lot for a reasonable price. We want value. And then he corrected me. He goes, Oh no, my family would put me in the cheapest dump. And I said, okay, I got that. So anyway, I said, I need to explain something to you because it's counterintuitive. He goes, all right, hit me. So here's his situation between his income, which is a pretty good income, and then his liquid assets. So his, checking account and savings account, he would be able to pay for long-term care for about 1 year. And in a private pay situation, essentially using his own resources to pay for his own care. And in about 1 year, he's going to run out of money, essentially outliving his assets. And at that point, he will qualify for Medicaid. So I said, sir, again, our brains are wired. Let's get the cheap place, or let's get the best value place, et cetera, et cetera. That is intuitive. That is a normal kind of a thought process. I said, but if Medicaid enters the picture, just throw all of that out the window. And he goes, well, why is that? And I said, because if Medicaid is going to pay for the majority of the cost of your care, why would you want the cheapest place? If they're going to pay for your care, why not move to the most expensive place? Yeah, but Steve, if I go to the expensive place, then I might run out of money in 10 months rather than 12 months because it's more expensive per month. And I'm like, all right, that makes sense. Okay. And again, our brains are wired this way. But let me ask you a question. If in 10 months you run out of money in that place, then at that point you qualify for Medicaid and they start billing Medicaid, okay? Then no harm, no foul. Again, why wouldn't you choose the most expensive place if they will bill Medicaid once you qualify and you outlive your assets? He goes, I never thought of it that way. And I'm like, I know. That's why we're talking about that. So what happens is with your monthly income, now I'll get back to the assets maybe in the next segment, but with your monthly income, you take your full monthly income, whatever that is. So so he has a pension and Social Security. And I'm going to make up, I'll just make up a number here, okay? So let's say that he has $2,300 total income coming in. And he asked me, now, are they going to get into my pension? And I'm like, your pension is part of your income. So whatever your income is, you total that up, and let's say it's $2,300. then right off of the top of your income every single month, you pay your Medicare premiums, because your Medicare is your health insurance, right? So let's say your Medicare costs $240 a month for your supplement and your Part D coverage, okay? So let's say that's $240. I'm going to do some easy math here, right? And then let's say that in your state, you are allowed to keep $60 per month. And that's actually a kind of a common number, a couple of dollars a day. So off the top of your $2,300 income, you pay $240 to keep up your Medicare policy so that you continue to have great health insurance. You get to keep $60. Don't spend it all in one place, right? That's enough to get you a Diet Coke and a Snickers bar once in a while, or maybe go out to eat once in a while or pay for a haircut or whatever, okay? The balance, whatever that is, and in this case, the balance would be $2,000. That balance could be $200, whatever it is. Every month would go to that nursing home, that long-term care community, as essentially, they call it the patient liability, but I speak in English, so it's a copay. That is the individual's contribution towards the cost of their care. Medicaid pays them the rest. So again, if you're going to be qualifying for Medicaid, don't choose the cheapest Medicaid place available. Go for the most expensive, or go for the one that is the best fit, but don't rely on the monthly cost.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. Coming up next, I'll have more on how Medicaid works.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so just a couple of things just to kind of clean up that last thought there. So again, don't go for the least expensive place, right? Go for the place that will do the best job for you regardless of the price. And if the price happens to be in the middle of the range or maybe even toward the top, is again, as long as they will bill Medicaid and go into that model of your income minus your Medicare premium cost minus a couple of bucks, you pay them. The balance, whatever that is per month, Medicaid pays them. The difference, essentially, as long as they'll do that when you qualify, in that example, 10 months, then you're in. Why would you do anything different? There's no reason. And again, that is counterintuitive. There's no doubt about that. Now, the other kind of catch to that is maybe if it's a more expensive place, and look, there are plenty of expensive places that don't have a private pay requirement, but more and more you're seeing this because when they work with Medicaid, they're not getting their full daily rate. They're getting quite a bit less than that per day. Sometimes, unfortunately, that doesn't even cover their cost. Okay. So sometimes some of these long-term care communities will have a private pay requirement of, well, we're going to need you to be able to pay 3 months or 6 months, you know, private pay. We need you to have the capability of paying for 12 months private pay. And there are a few places that I'm aware of that want 24 months of private pay before they'll work with Medicaid. So that's the one catch that you need to find out before, you know, don't make the assumption of, oh, I'm just going to move in there. And in 2 months when I qualify for Medicaid, then I'm in this nice place and they'll bill Medicaid. Well, you need to find out if they have a private pay requirement. And again, if this is sounding like too far in the weeds and if this sounds complicated or complex, that's because it absolutely is. These are a lot of the details, negotiations that Senior Care Consulting, my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we handle for our clients. And so, again, we don't let them make a mistake, as I've mentioned previously. All right. So to back up, so I talked about what happens on that monthly income, but how do you qualify for Medicaid in the first place? And it, essentially, this is just nothing more than an asset test, a liquid asset test. And this is very, very simple. So I'll give you a couple of numbers. And I think most states, you can keep like somewhere between $2,000 and about $5,000. So, for example, in Missouri, you would spend down your liquid assets, so checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CDs, your liquid assets, you would spend them down. So say if you had $50,000, for example, or what, it doesn't matter what the number is, you spend it down. Once you hit $5,000, click, you qualify. That's it. And there's it's a little more complicated than that, but that is the bottom line. In Kansas, you have to spend all the way down to $2,000. And a lot of states, again, are somewhere between $2,000 and $5,000. Your state could be the same or maybe just a little bit different, but they're all, look, you're just about out of money. Okay, you're just about broke. And that's what the Medicaid program was built for. It says if you should happen to outlive your assets and you need care in a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home. Okay, so a lot of folks, you'll hear me interchange those because many people still call it a nursing home. They still know of it as a nursing home. The industry doesn't like that term because it comes with lots of baggage. So I just use both because I'm speaking to both audiences, really. Okay, but if you run out of money, you hit that $2,000, $5,000 trigger, you need care at long-term care community, that level of care, then the Medicaid program says, we've got you. And then they go in to this income calculation of, again, your income minus the cost of your Medicare premiums. You keep a couple of bucks, whatever's left over goes to long-term care community as your contribution to pay towards the cost of your care, and Medicaid pays them the balance. Now, a lot of people actually don't understand this. They don't know about it because it's way behind the scenes. But the long-term care community also accepts a lower rate of reimbursement. So they provide a discount. And that also contributes to this three-party model that just gets the job done. So what can you spend that money on? It's called a spend down. So obviously you can pay for the cost of your care at the long-term care community. If you have some debt, you can pay off some debt. Say if you have a credit card of, you know, X dollars, you get rid of it, pay it off. You can use your spend down for that. If you still own your house, by the way, you don't have to sell your house. You don't have to sign your house over to the nursing home. Gosh, if I hear that one more time, I may throw up. Okay, if somebody tells you that, they're demonstrating very clearly that they have no clue what they're talking about. All right. They don't want your house, and you do not have to sign over your house to them, all right, to qualify for Medicaid. Your house is exempt for a while, right? So you can make some home improvements. Here is a huge, huge, just a great bit of financial advice. If you do not have a prepaid funeral plan and you are on your spend down, do yourself and your family a favor and take some of that money and invest it in a prepaid funeral plan. Because guess what? If you're down, let's say if you live in the state of Kansas, just as an example, you're down to $2,000. And then if you pass away, or when you pass away, okay, because that's inevitable for all of us. When you pass away, let's say your funeral, your final expenses cost about $10,000. You have $2,000 left. Your family's going to have to come up with $8,000 to pay for your final expenses. So it makes incredible financial sense to take some of those funds, that the liquid assets that are countable that have to be spent down, take some of that, invest it in a prepaid funeral plan, because guess what? A prepaid funeral plan is considered an exempt asset for Medicaid qualification purposes, and all of a sudden, you've taken care of your final expenses. It gets you a little closer to that Medicaid qualification trigger point. And now, you've helped your family out. All right, so again, there are a lot of things that you can do with your liquid assets on your way down, that spend down to come down to that $2,000, $4,000, $5,000, whatever it is, trigger point in your state. And again, it sounds complicated. It is. I'm not here to give elder law or financial advice at all. I always recommend contacting an experienced elder law attorney in your area. An elder law firm can help you do that division of assets. They can help you with the spend down. They can help you qualify for Medicaid, do it properly so that you have no worries. And let me say this, they're worth every single penny that you will pay them. All right, so reach out to an elder law firm and get that taken care of. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.